check to see what the situation first is with regard to the braking schedule. I have to, I forgot my medical by chief's office, but I'm trying to think that you have 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock on the invoking. That's it. So it goes out for Monday if you want to. Well, if you want to really do it. But you can get them done Friday morning in there. I was wondering if Reed, if they need frankly all that time. No, you gas around that. Absolutely not.
Do it at 9 and 9:30 if you want.
Well, the point is the dentist thing. I got to do things to kind of do the dentist thing. I'm gonna get a haircut on Friday morning for New York. Let's see, I could do the dentist just to.
How long do you need it, the dentist?
I'll find out. You get this list, please. The haircut is no problem. I could do it in the end of 2 months, but. Well, it should be no problem. I don't know what the hell the. I guess that were a real problem is we haven't got anybody to talk to these assholes before they come in. You know what I mean? At that level, John's gonna talk to them. Well, I mean, like this, so we know. Well, if you get a run spell type, then we'll play it that way.
That was a little John that curious, but if it goes beyond that, it was unbelievable. What if John, what if, or John was, you know, his shock, well.
Hi, Rose. I wondered if you would call. And if you would call and find out how long it takes. Oh, okay. Well, ask him.
I don't know if he tries to come in early.
So if I could say do it, say the 8 o'clock appointment on Friday.
If that's convenient for him.
If not, I could do it at 10:30. Yeah, just tell them up here what time is it. In other words, 8 or 10:30 would be fine with me. 8 or 10:30. And then we'll do that. Now, the other thing I would like to find out if you would, Rose, I think he'd prefer 8. Remember, he always used to take me at 8 o'clock. Unless he's changed his habits, but nevertheless, that gets he's out of another equation. Is there, would you check to see whether the firm is going to be in on Friday or do they take a holiday? I don't recall if they used to do Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah, just find out discreetly if they do. And then when I go to New York, I thought that there would be a nice touch just to drop by there. I have to mention that I left for good reason, because I know now it will be a very nice time to do. So check that to see what time the firm, if the firm is going to, if they're going to be around, say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. Yeah, sure. Let's see. Okay. There's another baby's going to come up and go with us till we work that out, so that'll be very nice. So that she'll have somebody with her. Otherwise, yeah, well, we got to try to, we're trying to get that set up, so get all these things finished so I can. But see, Kevin, people, somebody has to get on vacation, so running around.
they'll be all through by Monday or Tuesday, but then I have two mornings. Okay, fine, you just go and find up, find out about those things. Oh, the other thing that I can do, that's on Ryland, I can pop by his, No. If I was uptown, no, I don't need him at all. I just thought that I was down there. His office can help me get out of it. So, fine. Great, fine. We'll pass that then. Fine. All I need to know is where the firm can call me back on that. And just call me back at the dentist too, then I can get the two off. Okay? No, but I thought that I got the rough cell signal correct. You had there, I had an toad, started to throw in this and that, and the other thing completely, John said, maybe he just feels like he's being, but it's like the staff business, everybody thinks about the staff, I get goddamn tired of it, I don't know, but I don't think he should know better. I don't think you ought to, sure, we're going to be nice to the people like that,
yeah.
Rumsfeld, how he's been offered the move. Over and over.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make
what sense. What have we offered in this matter? That's what I should talk
about. We've talked about a lot of action, but you know, as we've gone along, he kind of wobbles into them and wobbles out of them.
But John was surprised,
yeah. One thing I need to check with you on, Bob Hope called earlier in the week and I was trying to catch him. He's been wandering around the country, and he ended up here in Washington. He's here now at the Shaw, and I can't figure out exactly. I talked to him last night whether he came here to see you or whether he's here for something else and wants to see you. But he wants to see you for a few minutes about his efforts to get to China. And I think he feels that if he can say he saw you, it'll make a difference.
Fine.
And then
fine. Fine.
But you might want to have him come up. If you don't, I think you could probably handle it by a phone call and just
Rick, no.
Say you're locked up up there with all the. I told him you were going to be
here
today.
We're having up here today.
Yes, sir.
Have him come up here, see if he'd like to come up. He's free. He can either come up today, but he can get.
It was pretty clear that he's free. I have a feeling he just came to Washington to see what he could do during this time.
I want to have a dinner. Much as I like it. Enjoy it. Having just come, give him a, say, a 4 o'clock on Monday. He can come at 4 o'clock today. So, just thought I'd. And have a helicopter, of course, for a full trip,
right?
It's gone tomorrow. God damn, this must be about everybody.
Tomorrow is, I don't think he received it either. I don't have it down. Tomorrow is Goldwater, Hodgson, Clements, Kennedy, and Sapphire, if you want to see Sapphire.
Well, I think it's a nice touch on you.
Probably Dole.
I'm not sure
we want to do Dole. I may want to wait until we get this external groundswell build up a little bit. Well, we can say it's there anyway, which is true. We've done some checking around the country, and there is a substantial feeling. It's no problem to
anybody. Has anybody said anything that's gotten in the paper yet?
No. Well, I haven't seen anything in the papers. They say they have, and we're pushing to try and get some.
Yeah, no,
people are.
Yep.
Right. we haven't heard yet from Bush this morning, you know.
Yes, John talked to him, he called this morning and said that, if I, no, he didn't, he said he still is, still thinks Nick should do it. That Barbara had some second thoughts last night, that it was kind of a rough change from the glories of the UN embassies to the back halls of Washington politics, but,
that old fire.
George, that did, he's not getting turned, George, and he asked John if it would be all right if he called John Mitchell and discussed the thing with him some, and John said, of course, and I called Mitchell.
But, again, you're talking about, well, he just told me leaning hard as hell.
Absolutely.
Mitchell had no objection to it.
Well,
he was before Bush for previous ways.
Yes, he is.
He is now. Remember, he was before.
I know, but I talked to Mitchell yesterday about it.
Good.
And Mitchell was all for it. He said, you can't get it, but give it a try.
Oh, that's right.
And, so I told him that it looked as if he was going to take it. Anything John could do to push him would be very helpful. And, he gave him some talking points. Told him what you had to
John,
do.
How did he build that?
John got the dole in.
John Mitchell.
No, he was holding to try and get some of this so that he could come together. I can have John just do the he'll do it all if he wanted to.
What if he cracked with you? I'll do it.
Yeah, he thought is that maybe Harlow ought to do it. I don't think so.
No.
Harlow is not perceived as your
he's also not perceived as being
gonna be tough enough. Harlow is
sure. Like to come back and say, well, I think we ought to do this, you know, Harlow.
No, that's right. Harlow always comes up with compromise. We
could now what I want to do with Dole is to simply say that this is, I just feel that the party wants full-time man. We ought to have enough. Who have you made the calls to, Bob? Maybe I can get busy on this. We get the
comments for a bit.
I mean, we got in and we got 40 people, Colson,
all those people get,
Harlow,
get off their ass.
Yeah,
Harlow, Colson.
They're all supposed to be.
Mitchell and Lee Nunn.
They're all supposed to be,
both that and the congressional campaign thing. They've got both of them going. The problem is getting in the press on them, because I guess everybody, they won't say anything tough enough that the neighbors pick up. We can still do it. We can do it on the basis that we've been doing some checking around. We find that this is a strong feeling.
It was our feeling also.
Well,
I got him that thing. Mitchell, I guess it's here. So we don't have anybody to tell him.
Mitchell can talk to him on the phone now.
God damn it, he's, it's, you know, it's another thing.
Mitchell says don't rush on him.
His point is you don't need to rush to see Dole. That is part of your cabinet appointment type stuff anyway.
Like you get it done with you.
Yeah.
Come up here.
Well,
so sure you want him up here anyway. And it just kind of
let him come up like just build the hell out of it though, then and then Monday, but I want to nail Bush. That's the problem I have.
Yeah.
We can nail Bush.
Yeah,
I want to understand. I want Bush totally nailed. We don't want to announce the political thing before we do the other, but I want the heat put on him. Get Ford and Scott. Has that occurred to anybody? Does it get Timmons to call Ford and Scott?
Yeah,
let them do it.
Yeah, but they won't, I don't think. I'm trying to
need a session with you and John. I probably have to go over the decisions on Kev left here, not only the cabinet, but the sub-cabinet. Also, I want to look at all those down below, you know, the ones that Malik's been working on. I may have some ideas,
right?
There may be some people that I just have a bad feeling about, or a good feeling about, like, how the hell we're going to do that, but look at all this Stein today, Klein today. Shit, I shouldn't have to take any time for him.
Further than you want now. Once we get the cabinet, then the rest of it can all go on the people going out. Seems to me that what you ought to spend your time on is any people that we bring in at this point. not the people that are going out, because that's where you gain something. You don't gain anything.
Exactly.
Is there anybody that can talk to Boldy before he comes to prepare the way for him?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who?
John.
Or should Mitchell go ahead? It's not right for him. You see, that's the thing that I didn't like about the Rumsfeld thing, because goddammit, I sat there, all of a sudden I was sort of trying to suggest what else he should do. Well, Christ, I can't tell him how to run his life. John says he really was worked out for...
Yeah.
I told John he should have, as when Rumsfeld took this other bounce, John should have immediately interrupted, and this way it's got to be done if one of these does happen this way, I think. And said, well, now that's contrary to what we had talked about, changes the picture, and I think we better regroup and see what we can work out here, because obviously you've got a different view, and then you should say, yes, you fellas go get back to this.
Where does Rumsfeld now stand?
I don't know. I guess he's thinking you apparently offered several different things that
he's
probably thinking about. Well, the European Economic Community.
No, that depends on Peterson. We have heard from Peterson.
Some ambassadorship or something, was that it?
Oh, no.
Secretary of the Navy.
Secretary of the Navy doesn't want that. That's thrown out. He wants a cabinet position. And I told him, I said, I think they're all closed. I'm not going to put him in the cabinet for a year. He made an argument to the effect, I said, it isn't very fair to put somebody if we can't get the thing right or better. Well, he says he thought we could do that, you know, he could put in and then somebody else could have a transition. Jesus Christ, I just couldn't hardly...
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Hello.
An amazing man, 70 years old, he's in that office before he...
Hello.
Oh, I'll be darned. Here, Freddy.
What? You know, I don't think I ought to surprise them, because some of the ones that really would just have done work and everything in their life would just hate it if they missed it, see? It'd be a nice thing, and that would be nice. I had a couple of talks with them other than just saying, I don't know. You've got John Mitchell there. I think John Mitchell is the one you should talk to. That, see, that would be let you know that I'm doing it. I'll tell you can call John and tell him that I tentatively would be there around 2:00 in the afternoon or 2:30. Say 2:30. Options are, well, I know that I'm gonna finish about 3:00. What time do I take off? But I have to go here.
Yeah.
Because I know they like to get out, you know, for their early weekends, I mean, and so forth, but at that time, probably. Why don't we say it grows and I'll be there about 2:30 to 3 o'clock. Right. And then I'll just tell them I'm just going to drop in and say hello to every two to the people. I'll be there. What? Yes, I'm sure enough that I'll be up there. Just stop by and say hello. I don't want to go office to office. That takes too much time. They could just have the people gathered. I mean, the people, the secretaries and all the rest of them gathered around in the reception room, and I could say, well, thank you very much, and so forth, and then drop into the room with the senior partners to, you know, to talk about it and see. I'll set it up. Fine. Oh, would you also set up an appointment with the barber? Or, if we could, at 9:00. 9:00, he would agree. Fine. Okay. Thanks, Rose.
The lady,
what? dinner's at 8 o'clock.
Moving those, but he's
on that, and that's good. Moving that, so it's not going to...
Well, I know you give it to Buchanan, you know it's done.
I got one immediate problem on the inaugural. They have, this may not be a problem at all, they had a competition, as they always do, for the design of the inaugural pavilion. I've got all the rest of the stuff worked out, but they need less of a contractor, it won't get done and all that. And the question is whether it's acceptable to you, and I have a feeling it may not be, because it's got a real problem.
No, most certainly not. Horrible, no. I don't want anything modern, no, assholes, okay?
Or to fix it.
What that means probably is that what they'll have to do because of time is go back and use the same one they used last time.
Actually, it'd be super excellent.
Use the one they used last time. That, tell them I think that is, that I want you to tell them I didn't, I'm totally turned off by that.
Aren't you?
Yes.
Content, I don't like to object my personal, I happen to be a traditionalist.
Yeah, but my point is that that's did this come from somebody on our staff?
No, sir.
Nancy Hanks, Land Department, somebody said,
that's what they'd like.
No.
This content, this is a modern art son of a bitch.
That's right.
It was a competition on the Metropolitan Washington chapter of the American Institute of Art and Fonts.
It's not going to be done that way.
And this was the unanimous choice of the jury from over 60 entries.
That's right, fine.
Let me see it again.
It's not bad, actually, but I just wonder, maybe you don't care.
No.
They've announced the winner of the design competition.
Yeah.
So we'll know.
We apply if we do it.
They say it's a likeness of architectural character appropriate to the structure.
No.
Right.
No.
Excellent visibility.
No.
I won't take it.
They say that they just can't get it built.
Can they say that or what?
No.
Have they already started to build it?
No.
They have not left the contract pending our approval. They said I'm supposed to.
Well, fine. Just do it. Do the one they did last time and give the prize to the son of a bitch that did this.
God almighty, that's horrible.
That is really horrible.
I'm tired of that modern art shit anyway. I'm hard right now. I just don't like it.
I think it's a good flap to get into.
Right.
Make yourself a traditionalist.
Right.
And I don't
care for it.
You prefer the classic design of the pavilion?
I prefer it before. The classic design of the one we had before. Tell them I'll offer authority builders.
One before.
No, they turn down. They have to build
it. See, they've got the plans. It saves money.
Just say that that the president feels that we should not make a new design. We should just have the one we had before.
There'll be a flap because the Washington Architects Institute will say that's a terrible thing. Their jury selected this and all that. See, this was all done before the election, before we had anything to do with this way back.
Can't we get maybe Bill Marriott to turn it down rather than me? That's the way I do it. Instead of just pushing all these hot ones up to me, can't we get somebody else to turn it down?
Try.
No, you can't. All right, I'll turn it down then. Okay.
Sure. Pisses me off.
Every one of the couples. Some other plans or something.
Well, because they had the way they do it, they do this way back, all this inaugural stuff, they do a lot of money, as you know, the stand up, the capital, all built practically.
Hell, why don't you do this? Tell them to put it up with it. I disapprove of it.
Good story.
Well, why don't we ask if it can be changed?
Yeah, see if it pays a flap. Just say,
yeah,
I prefer the
other one. I prefer a traditional type if it could be done. And also because I think it'd be less expense.
Alright.
And then if we get away with it, you can't. Then if all hell breaks loose, alright, we'll take this, but then I want the story out that the president disapproved that you were disappointed. And then that way, disapproved it, but because they'd already gone forward. Then have the sons of bitches have the goddamn thing, and everybody pay attention to it.
It isn't as bad as
poor land, but I
don't barely have the idea of what we're trying to do with that Nancy Hanks and ship.
I'm cutting that son of a bitch right down to the boat, you know.
Since he's such a great guy, with that combination, he wants to build that up, and then he wants to put French in this.
I know that Stan has made public statements for us, but he's against us. He's part of the establishment that's against us.
Well, he's a snake anyway.
You know what I mean?
You know, so he's down now, now looking for a way to salvage us. He's screwed.
Part of the thing that's against us.
Let me go over three or four things here on this. First, with regard to sign, do I tell him that the whole, that I want the people to stay on? Now, I've got to kick Schultz's fat ass in the ass. He's got to do something for Renfrey. Has he seen him or not?
I don't know.
Order him to see Renfrey. Order him. That's an order from me. Renfrey did more than Schultz and Stein combined in terms of what he got across. I don't care whether he's an ass or not, but you know, goddammit, you got to do some things. Schultz does that. You know, he's stubborn that way. Very stubborn.
I'm sorry, I'm not standing. I thought you had talked to the Schultz about it because I didn't know you were even planning to see Stan.
I don't give a damn about who's on me. Also, except I think Renfrey's got to have something. Let me talk to you a little about Garmin that I do feel strongly about, though. Bob, I think you've got to watch a situation. And when I talk to Pete Flanagan, whom I love, and I think a client coming in and the rest, where we have basically the old Nixon group, and they frankly get pretty special treatment, and people who happen to come along a little later but who did work their butts off get a little different treatment. Now let me talk about Garmin a moment. Garmin in 1963, he's earning $150,000 as one of the senior partners of Munchner. He devoted his whole life, he worked in the law firm in the 64 campaign. In the 66, he's the guy that this Renfrey's name brought up, the discovered Renfrey. He worked his butt off in the campaign in his own way. We know that he's ineffective. But I mean, compared to Pete Flanagan, who did work in 60, and who did work in 68, in our mind, he did as much or more. And the point is, at much greater sacrifice. It's an easy thing for Pete. For Garmin, he has no money at all. He hasn't got a goddamn nickel. Now, the point is, you may planning an assistant to the president. Here's Garmin, a senior partner in a major New York law firm, coming in as a consultant, a special consultant to the president.
Came in as a special consultant to the president, the title that he requested. At the top salary, he gets exactly the same to the nickel that he's planning at
a high salary, but it's the prestige.
He's got the prestige. He's got the car. He is treated as a the topmost assistant to the president.
Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. I guess this whole business of office thing does mean something. But one thing I'll say for Garmin, he's never complained before about it. I think his point is he needs to have a little change now, and I think he's correct.
I think that's right.
And I get him a different title. He can have the same title as Flanagan, and I see no reason why he can't.
We're going to try and simplify this.
But the point that I would do, the point that I would do is, where is Flanagan's office? Is this in the EOB?
No, it's in this.